delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets of running and try to beat the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not a good idea to get cheap sunglasses. Not when you're dealing with the eclipse, which is coming. What is it? Monday it's coming up. A lot of reports out there. This is not a joke. Because if you use glasses that are not equipped for the eclipse, or you look at the eclipse, and if you use binoculars or a telescope, dramatically worse. You can do permanent damage to your vision. It's not a joke. It's not something. It's not like your mother telling you, if you do that, your eyes are going to stick. No, this is serious. Casey Brill here, executive director of the Global Intellectual Property Center at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. Casey, welcome to the conversation.
Good morning. Thanks so much.
I mean, this is a serious deal here. People are out there selling eclipse glasses, if you will, for some cut rate. And if it sounds too good to be true, well, then by God, don't buy them.
You're absolutely right. And actually, this is an amazing event. But if you're not properly protected, there are some very serious consequences. As you mentioned, over a period of a minute and a half, if you're looking at the sun during the eclipse, if you're not wearing the protective glasses, the solar filter glasses, it could actually leave you blind.
Really?
It's true. And if you look for two things, the ISO seal, that stands for the International Organization for Standardization, you know you're getting the genuine good. And if you look at the authentic list of manufacturers, as noted by NASA and also the American Astronomical Society, you know that you're dealing with a reputable source and you have a genuine solar filter glass.
So, okay, so describe for me, if you will, what would differentiate? So you go to a party, there's a group of people, and some guy's got a box of, you know, these glasses. To me, they look like the cheap 3D glasses you buy for a movie, right? That's what the ones that I've seen pictures of anyway, some like that.
They look quite a bit like that, exactly. But if they do have visible tears or scratches, really, if you can see ordinary house or office lights, then you're not dealing with the safe version of the glasses.
So, all right. So, I mean, so if there's scratches, tears, this or that, but there, is there any way, I mean, is there something that should say on it? Should it say that, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out if you go to a gathering and here's a guy with a box full of glasses, take some, let's watch the eclipse. Next thing you know, you get permanent damage. And what kind of damage are we talking about to your eyesight? I know that I read over the last few days that if you're using binoculars or a telescope, something that magnifies the intensity of the light, you can cause permanent blindness if you don't protect your eyes looking at the sun. So my question is, what kind of damage are we looking at if you use these knockoff cheap fake glasses?
You know, it's scary because there are very rare materials. Even though they look like those 3D glasses, they're hard to produce. And the counterfeiters, they don't have access to the rare materials that are created for the authentic manufactured glasses. So look to see if it has that ISO seal. You'll see them on the inside of the glass. There are also numbers that follow that ISO seal. And make sure that you're looking at something that feels like a genuine pair of 3D glasses. If they have visible tears or scratches, or if they seem like they're not quite right, take a second look, because this is a very serious case. As you know, even staring at the sun for a minute and a half, it could leave you blind. Counterfeiting is really a get-rich-quick scheme at the consumer's expense. This is really scary, and if you can believe it, counterfeiting actually amounts to $461 billion a year as an industry. So counterfeiters are really taking advantage of consumers here.
Well, you know, and you're obviously not that figure for these glasses, but for counterfeiting in general, for the theft of intellectual property in America. Yeah, the numbers are staggering. That's what you're driving at, correct?
That's exactly it. You know, there's toys made with toxic substances. Even for back to school, the Consumer Product Safety Commission recently ran a report that there was some lead found in backpacks for students. Phone chargers that explode when plugged into the wall, and even contact lenses that can cause eye damage. So counterfeiters look at this as an opportunity for them to kind of grow their pocketbook really at the consumer's expense, and we just have to be vigilant. So that means when you're going online to shop for different things, solar filter glasses included, make sure that you're looking at reputable vendors. That means look for the top S at the URL. So if it says HTTPS, that means you're dealing with a secured vendor. That's really important here.
So just so I'm clear on this, Casey, a guy with 27 wristwatches in the park, offering them at cut rate prices that are Rolexes and different, fancy glasses, Prada, and so forth. Those are not secured and approved vendors. It's just so we're clear.
Definitely not secured and approved vendors, and kind of the days of going past an alleyway and being kind of peddled all these counterfeit goods, that still happens from time to time, but it's really common for a consumer to go to the internet, look to see that they're getting, you know, a lesser expensive option, and really they're not getting a sale price, they're getting a counterfeit. So we just have to be vigilant and be careful, because oftentimes there are pieces of lead, there's things that could hurt our faces inside of all of these consumer products, and that goes all the way to toothpaste, if you can believe it.
Psst, hey, buddy, I got a watch for you. hey, it's the real thing. Come over here, I got a deal.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, let's be honest, a common sense has to play into this somewhere along the line, right?
That's absolutely right, and the truth is, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. So trust your instinct. Know that you're dealing with a secured website, a secured vendor, and be careful when you're exchanging information online. Oftentimes, people type their credit card information and all of their personal details into a portal, and that can be going to really bad sources, to criminals. Your identity can be stolen. So just think twice about what you're purchasing. Even if it's at a good price point, make sure that you're dealing with a secured, legitimate vendor.
There you go. Casey Brill, greatly appreciate that. Executive Director of the Global Intellectual Property Center at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce in Washington, D.C. That eclipse, of course, is coming Monday. A lot of folks will see totality. Here in southern Michigan, we'll see somewhere between 80 and 90% of the eclipse. So that's pretty interesting, but we'll have to be careful as well. Casey, thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Have a great eclipse.
You as well. Thank you. And let's see here. Before we get to the next break, a couple of stories I want to get in. A marijuana mapping company. Hey, dude, check this out. A marijuana mapping company from California investing in digital and physical advertising in Michigan. If you haven't seen them yet, you will. Weed Maps. Yeah, I can't make that up. Weed Maps, a mapping and tech service for dispensaries and other marijuana services nationwide. Started a public education campaign. They call it Weed Facts, to provide communities with what they call credible, verifiable facts about the benefits of legal marijuana. I've seen a couple of the billboards. I might suggest they might be high, just a little bit. Billboards in Ann Arbor, Lansing, and Detroit to start. Weed Facts campaigns also gearing up and heading for a November 2018 initiative to make marijuana, recreational marijuana, legal in the state. Not sure that's a very good idea, but I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to talk about it between here and there as we sort out the facts when it comes to marijuana. Our own resident expert, close to home, Senator Rick Jones, we'll have him on from time to time. He's studied it quite a bit, in fact. 41 after your calls and some stories about sex education in America. What in the world is going on? We'll talk about it.